A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Daf Yud. Moed Katan 10b. Pagination is 20. Counting down from the top about a third of the way on Amud Beis. The last word on the line is Ve'omar. Ve'omar Rava. Rava teaches us a number of lessons in which a person's behavior on Chol HaMoed, even though both people doing it are described as doing the same thing, if you look at the nuance of how they're doing it, you will realize that one of them is permitted to do it on Chol HaMoed and one of them is forbidden. Let's do three cases of Rava's examples. Va'omar Rava, Rava said, Hai man dezochi zichi, a person who's clearing out a field, he's collecting wood. Adaita ditzivi shari. If his intent is for the sticks, he wants them for firewood, then it's permitted because you're allowed to make a fire for cooking, for warmth on Chol HaMoed. Adaita de'ara. But if he's collecting the twigs, the sticks, because he wants to make the land ready to plant, osir, then what he's doing is forbidden to be done on Chol HaMoed. Hechi domi, how do you know the difference between the person who's collecting the firewood and the person who's cleaning the land? Shokel Rav Revi Vishavik Zutri, if he only takes the big pieces and he leaves the small pieces, Adaita Ditzivi, then you could tell he's after the firewood. He's looking for things that will burn long, and he doesn't care about the land. He'll leave the place a mess with the smaller pieces of wood. Shokel Rav Revi Vizutri, but if he's taking the big and the small, Adaita Da'ara, you could tell that he's clearing it off for the benefit of the land, and that's forbidden on Chol HaMoed. So that's the first case. A person is gathering sticks on Chol HaMoed, and we could have two different interpretations of what he's doing, and we need to pay attention to know the difference. Va'omar Rava, Rava said a second case. Hayman de Pasach Maya La'ar'e. A person opens up water into his land. He adjusts the passageways, or he digs an opening from the area that has the large amount of water into his field. Adaita dekavri shari. If his intent is to catch fish, then it's permitted because you're allowed to catch fish on Chol HaMoed. It's a food-related endeavor. Adaita da'ara, but if his intent is to irrigate his field, osir, it's going to be forbidden. Hechidomi, how do you know the difference between these two activities? Both of them are opening water into his field. Posach tre bovi, if he opens two openings, chad meiloi v'chad misatoi, one on top, one on the bottom, so that the water comes in and the water goes out, and in the process he filters something that he wants, namely the fish that can't get out because of the way these openings are configured. Adaita dekavri, so then we know that he's after the fish, and you're allowed to catch fish for yomtif. Pasachad bava, but if he only opens one opening so that the water floods the field in order to irrigate it, Adaita da'ara, then his intent was for the land, and that's going to be forbidden. So the second case that we're dealing with is that he introduces water to the field. If his intent in the configuration is to catch fish, that's fine. If his intent was irrigation, that's a problem. Third case, Va'omar Rava, and Rava said, Hayman de Pashach Dikla, a person is pulling branches off a palm tree. Adaita dechiyusa, if his intent is for food, to give animals food, shari, that's fine during Chol HaMoed. Adaita de dikla, but if his intent is to prune the tree, asur, that's forbidden. Hey chidami, how do you know the difference? Shokach ulei mechad gisa, if he's taking all kinds of branches, meaning he's taking dry and wet, and he's taking from one side as is convenient for him. So adaita dechayusa, that's the way you harvest in order to feed the animals. I don't care about being symmetrical about the tree. I'm just pulling off branches so that I can feed the animal. Mehai gisa u mehai gisa, but if he's pulling the dry leaves only, and he's pulling them from this side and from that side, he's trying to keep it symmetrical, adaita dedikla va'asir, then his intent is for the palm tree, it's pruning, and that's forbidden to be done on Chol HaMoed, that's considered farming and yard work. So again, the third case, you're plucking branches or recent growth, whatever it is, but if you pluck it indiscriminately and from one side as is convenient, then your focus was to harvest it for the animal. Otherwise, we watch you doing it symmetrically, it's pruning. I'd like to go back to these three cases and observe that this distinction that Rava made in these three cases, whether it's going to be forbidden in Chol HaMoed or not, is going to be taken very differently regarding Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos definitely has a concept of Meleches Machsheves. What was your intent? However, interestingly, in all of these three cases, regardless of what his intent was, that intent is also included in the 39 categories of Melacha on Shabbos. Let's take the first one, gathering sticks. So we made a distinction. Are you doing a level of choresh, of getting the land prepared for planting? Or are you gathering it because you need the twigs? On Shabbos, that would be called ma'amer, gathering the sticks from their place of growth. So whereas Chol HaMoed, that's true, choresh is forbidden, but gathering sticks for your purpose would be permitted. On Shabbos, they're both aser. They're both part of the 39 categories. It would be choresh if you're preparing the field. It's ma'amer if you're looking to gather the sticks for future use. The second case, filtering the water for purposes of trapping the fish. Or was I irrigating the field? So on Chol HaMoed, we understand the difference because you're allowed to trap the fish in order to consume them during Yom Tov. But regarding Shabbos, the whole difference is going to be whether we're going to call it Zoreya, that I'm irrigating the field, that I'm making the field more, the plants more receptive, nurturing them. It's either Zoreya or Choresh. Or if what you're doing is filtering the water to capture the fish, so fine, but it's going to be called Tzad. It's going to be another one of the 39 malachas called trapping. Third case as well. Rava made a distinction as to why I'm picking off the branches. If I'm picking them off to feed the animal, that's fine on Chol HaMoed. If I'm picking them off to prune the tree, that's not acceptable on Chol HaMoed. This distinction is actually brought in the Sforim that discuss the 39 categories of Shabbos, such as Iglei Tal. But the only purpose of making the distinction is to figure out which category it should be included in. Because if you're pruning the tree, it's Zomer, pruning, and it's included in the category of Zoreya, of making the tree grow better. If you're plucking the items for use, So Chol HaMoed, that might be permitted, but Hilcha Shabbos, that's going to be called Kotzer, that's harvesting the item for use. So these cases that Rava is bringing are fascinating distinctions regarding Chol HaMoed, but as far as Hilcha Shabbos, it would appear that these differences would simply be a question of how to categorize the Isser, the forbidden activity. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.